What's on the voters' minds? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. High gas prices could be a major factor in the midterm elections, which are less than 3 weeks away. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports from Capitol Hill.
Gas prices could cost Democrats some pretty critical seats, the AP reports. New analysis by independent energy research firm Clearview Energy Partners shows that gas prices over the past month rose above the national average in 18 states, which are home to 29 potentially at-risk House seats. On the Senate side, voters in key battleground states, Nevada and Pennsylvania, are sensitive to energy prices.
President Biden planning to have 15 million barrels of oil released from the U.S. Strategic Reserve this coming week, following production cuts announced by OPEC Plus nations. Vice President Kamala Harris in Minneapolis Saturday denouncing states that have enacted laws that prohibit females from seeking an abortion in cases of rape or incest. The Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade in June.
So-called leaders would then deprive that individual of the ability to make decisions about their body going forward. It's immoral.
Nogales, Arizona Customs and Border Patrol point of entry, the site of two separate drug busts this past week. Fox's Bill Malugin has the story in Eagle Pass, Texas.
85,000 fentanyl pills as well as 114 pounds of meth. Then the second bust, 47,000 fentanyl pills, 8 pounds of fentanyl powder, and another 48 pounds of meth.
The federal government said on Friday that over 2 million illegal migrant border crossings took place in the fiscal year of 2021. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is named to a new term as the Communist Party's leader. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There may be a new House Speaker following the midterm elections. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
It's an understatement to say that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is coy about her political future. Democrats are in the dark. Pelosi sticks to a singular mantra.
First we win, then we decide.
Pelosi hinted this would be her last term when Democrats considered imposing term limits for leader. But nothing's locked in. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to become Speaker if Republicans win the House. But McCarthy stumbled to become Speaker 7 years ago after suggesting the GOP only investigated Benghazi to undercut Hillary Clinton.
Kevin McCarthy is believed to be in line for the next House Speaker if he is backed by former President Donald Trump. The nation's top health advisory agency says schools should require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
A key panel of experts convened by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends adding the pediatric versions of the COVID-19 vaccine to the schedule of inoculations often given to children, like the MMR or polio vaccines. But it's up to states to implement that. And Florida's governor is one who won't.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision.
Governor Ron DeSantis. Other states have pledged the same.
The child care sector is still struggling post-pandemic.
As employers struggle to find workers and inflation surges, the child care sector hasn't fully rebounded after many daycares closed during the pandemic. Arco Iris Child Care Center Director Carolina Reyes in Laurel, Maryland, says they reopened, but they've already lost some employees. One $15 an hour worker left her to go clean high school classrooms for $24 an hour.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.